The less popular halachas having to do with the 9 days is the issur of washing, bathing during the 9 days. And I would say one of the less commonly observed practices as well. So how do we understand this? So Medina de Gemara, there's no issur of bathing during the 9 days. There's an issur of rechitza on Tisha B'Av. It's one of the chamesh ha'inuyim. It doesn't apply the entire 9 days. The Rishonim recorded that there became a minog to avoid rechitza for either Shavua Shechobo, according to some Rishonim, or according to others, for the entirety of the 9 days. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Tovkuf Nun Aleph, Sif Tazayin. The Mechaber says, brings two days, whether it's just during Shavua Shechobo or during the entire 9 days. And the Ramah says the practice is to avoid rechitza the entire 9 days, even in cold water, even on Erev Shabbos. Only permissibility is cold water for just your hands and feet and face, and that's it. For people who wash their hair every Erev Shabbos, maybe also on Erev Shabbos you can wash your hair in cold water. So says the Ramah. And then the Diyunim are simply like, well, what about not Erev Shabbos Chazon, but Erev Shabbos today when it's Rosh Chodesh? Maybe their possibility of being Mekil. What about people go to the mikvah? So on Erev Shabbos or on other days. So, and that's the whole discussion. You don't really see in the classical poskim much of a discussion of just showering on a regular basis, which is something that we're very used to. So on the other hand, one would point out that nowadays our hygiene practices are quite different than many times and places in the olden days, and we're used to showering a lot more often. Not only that, but many of the poskim who discussed this lived in places where it was a lot cooler than the place where we live today. So what is the room for leniency? So the room for leniency will come from Mishnah Maseches Brachos and Daf Tzayin, where the Mishnah notes that Rabbi Gamliel, even though an Avel during Shiva is not allowed to wash, Rabbi Gamliel bathed on the very first day of Avelus. So the Talmidim asked him, "You taught us that it's an Isra of Rechitza." So he says, "Istinis ani, I'm very sensitive, and therefore it's permissible." And Tosfos already there discusses that the same would apply to Tisha B'Av, that the Isra is Rechitza Shel Tanug, pleasureful bathing. Whereas apparently there's no one doesn't have to be physically experience physical tsar because of lack of bathing, just not to engage in this type of pleasure, and therefore it would be permissible for someone for whom there would be tsar. And this is brought in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Avelus as well, although the Shulchan Aruch qualifies and says not everyone who comes along and says he's an isness is really an isness. Only someone that we know that he really is very, very meticulous about issues of hygiene and cleanliness. But it could be that Bismaneinu, that everybody, or at least most people, fall under this category of exceptionally meticulous. If you look in the modern-day poskim, so it's actually quite interesting. There even amongst more or less modern-day poskim, there's a little bit of a breakdown according to where people live. And some poskim take a very very hard line and seem to be coming from societies in which it still wasn't so common that people showered on a regular basis and felt very uncomfortable when they didn't. But others, including Moshe Feinstein and Yaakov Kamenetsky and others, said no, that if a person is doing so simply in order to, not in order to enjoy, but in order to simply not feel disgusting and not smell and to remove the sweat, etc., that'd be permissible. The truth is, even the Mishnah Berurah mentions it, not here, but in Hilchos Yom Kippur, where he writes, in theory, just to remove sweat, that would be mutter. The Isser is Rechitza Shel Tainug, but on Yom Kippur, Roy Lachmir. But during the entire 9 days, certainly there would be room to be mekel. However, it should not be done in such a way where a person is enjoying and luxuriating under the water. So, in terms of temperature, in terms of time, and get in and out, and just to do what's necessary for cleanliness purposes. And in Sefer Nefesh HaRav, quoted the name of a Salvechik, name of his father Moshe, a whole different lumdus to be mekel. He claimed that the whole chumrah was based on a combination of two minhagim. That the minhag to apply the nehugei avelus of shloshim to the 9 days, and the minhag to asa rechitza, even though Mikra din is only asa during shiva, for the entirety of shloshim. But then he writes that the minhag is no longer to be machmir like that during the entire shloshim, so therefore there wouldn't be a reason to be machmir like that for the entire 9 days. That was a little bit of a different lumdus. Finally, just to mention, Rav Yosef actually introduces two kulas here. Number one, he claims the whole issur is only with hot water. Number two, he claims that the whole issur is only, at least for Sfardim, during Shavu Shecholbo. And therefore, not only is he megal on showers, but he's even megal on swimming. He says swimming is all isser shechitza, but the isser is only in hot water, not in cold water. And he's totally megal on swimming, even during Shavuot Shechavo. So certainly there would be yesh makom chalik, that you know, it's one thing to go ahead and to not feel disgusting, and you can claim that's not rechitza shel tainuk. To go ahead and to go swimming for the reason people do that is for tainuk, unless they're doing it for some other reason, health reason or whatnot. In any event, wish you a b'saras tovos. Have a great